It's 20 minutes before 8. This is Dick Smythe, CKLW 2020 News, for the Yellow Pages, who remind you to let your fingers do the walking. Winds of traffic moving normally at this hour. Inbound traffic on all Detroit freeways, medium to slow speeds through the interchange. Outbound traffic is moving well. No reported accidents or tie-ups at this time. As you heard first on the Big 8 yesterday afternoon, Uncle Sam is hitting the mafia and hitting it hard. The latest blow, the breaking of a smuggling ring. Here's the follow-up.
Angelo Canigliaro could be returned to Italy pending the outcome of a deportation hearing in Detroit today, along with three other aliens arrested Tuesday night. Authorities say Canigliaro was brought into the Detroit area from Windsor by a 38-foot Chris Craft boat in the style of Prohibition-era rum running. The smuggling took place in early October. Yesterday, federal authorities seized the boat at a St. Clair Shores marina following the arrest of a reputed mafia associate, Frank Randazzo, and three other men. Jim Brooker, 2020 News.
Meantime, Wayne County Sheriff Ray Gribbs is continuing his cupcake investigation following the death of a prisoner who ate a cyanide-laden cupcake last Sunday. Gribbs says it appears to be suicide. Says cyanide tastes too horrible for anyone to eat it unknowingly, but he's still not positive.
I'd rather not speculate. To both avenues, all avenues are open. No matter what it was, I'm concerned about the fact of how it got in here.
From cupcakes to teapots and tempests therein, representatives of Windsor students met with the Board of Education yesterday amid threats that they would strike today to protest the lengthening of the school year. The whole thing was straightened out, appears to be a misunderstanding. Student Tim Carter of Assumption High told the Big 8 after the meeting.
The students were rather excited because they thought their school year was being shortened, where actually the school year this year will be shorter than any other year up to last year. So really, their school year is not being extended at all.
Why did that Wright Airlines plane crash land near Leamington Monday? Turns out it was a serious technical problem. The plane ran out of gas. Red-faced Wright Airlines has admitted that somebody goofed, forgot to gas up the plane. It got off the ground safely yesterday from a makeshift runway in a farm field. Checking the overnight police blotter, 44-year-old James Hardaway was shot senselessly several times at the Pancake House restaurant at Livernois in Puritan. 38-year-old Ronald Gibson of Windsor was beaten and robbed last night after a drinking session at the Killarney Castle. He drove off with two men he met there, later turned up badly beaten at Hotel Dew Hospital, minus $30. He's under intensive care. They may have to take Salem out of the country after all to advertise it. The FCC in the United States is seriously talking about banning all cigarette advertising on radio and TV, has recommended such action. 2020 News quizzes baby expert Benjamin Spock about the effects of such a ban.
Young people have always wanted to feel more grown up and willing to pay any price to feel more grown up. And the more the older generation tells them you mustn't do that, the more they think the older generation is trying to keep them from being a grown up. So that I don't think that passing laws is going to do it.
The Capital Works budget for the city of Windsor is a whopper. Tabled last night, totals $10 million, $6 million of that to be raised by the city. We're now 2 months away from time change with no progress on solving the standard daylight time dilemma. One solution is to put Michigan in the central time zone, but one man's meat is another's poison.
With the possibility that Michigan may switch to central standard time in the winter and daylight saving time in the summer, a few eyebrows are being raised at Windsor City Hall. I asked City Solicitor Jimmy Watson where the final decision is made.
There doesn't appear to be any legal authority that would enable a municipality to set its own time standard.
Watson says that if this city were to remain on Eastern time, at the same time Detroit moved to Central time, there could be utter chaos for Windsor during the winter months. Byron McGregor, 2020 News.
On the showbiz beat this morning, Shirley Temple, ex of the good ship Lollipop, will be given an appointment in the Nixon administration. Walter Winchell, still grieving from his son's suicide, will give up his famous column. A group of Grinnell, Iowa women picketed Playboy magazine last night, stripped in protest of what they called Playboy's image of lapdog female playthings and their junior executive possessors. So what's wrong with being a junior executive? This is CKLW Windsor paying $1,000 for the best story of the year, plus a weekly cash award. Call the hotlines now, 254-CKLW in Windsor, 961-NEWS in Detroit.
CKLW Sports!
The Red Wings were off last night, but there were several other hockey games. Oakland downed Montreal 5-1. Minnesota and Toronto tied 5-all. Pittsburgh topped New York 3-2. And Boston took Chicago 7-2. Chicago down Detroit, 120 to 108 in the NBA last night. Jerry Sloan led the Bulls with 23. Dave Bing had 28 points for Detroit, and that includes his 5,000th career point. In college basketball last night, LaSalle 97, Lafayette 65. Windsor topped Guelph, 87 to 68. Detroit Tech 73, St. Clair College 67. Notre Dame 85, DePaul 73. Duquesne 78, Providence 71. Vince Lombardi has left the Green Bay Packers to become head coach and part owner of the Washington Redskins. He received his release as Packer general manager last night. Dominic Isajak, Packer president, says,
Mr. Lombardi had an opportunity to purchase from the Washington Redskins a substantial block of stock. Stock in a football corporation is difficult to obtain, and in all probability, this would be the chance of a lifetime for Mr. Lombardi.
Four golfers, Lee Trevino, Gene Littler, Marty Fleckman, and Tom Shaw, share a one-stroke lead after the first round of the Bob Hope Desert Classic. CKLW, first in the Motor City with 2020 News.
The ostrich has two advantages over the average shopper. He can run a lot faster, and he doesn't get so tired. So the ostrich has no use for the yellow pages. He can afford to run all over the place, just looking, and never wear himself out. The average shopper isn't so lucky. With so many shops and services around, you can get mighty tired finding what you want without the help of the yellow pages. So unless you're an ostrich, let your fingers do the walking through the yellow pages. Wear out the yellow pages instead of yourself.
CKLW weather.
Just ahead of much more music on the Charlie Van Dyke Show. Look for increasing cloudiness. Possible light snow this afternoon, high 32. Partly cloudy, not quite as cool. Tonight, low 21. Friday, variable cloudiness and slightly warmer. Airport weather, overcast, operations normal. It's 15 degrees. This is Dick Smyth. CKLW 2020 News for the Yellow Pages, who remind you to let your fingers do the walking. And that's what's happening today, February 6th, 1969.
February 6th, 1967.